The call comes in shortly after Strictly. It's a rerun of the Christmas special, so she doesn't mind getting up to answer it. No one else seems particularly keen. The atmosphere in the station is grumpy, and there's a smell of damp clothes and sour breath, too much booze and rich food on Christmas Day. And now, raging hangovers are making them even more resentful about working Boxing Day. They've all struggled in through the pissing rain, getting soaked through on the way up from the car park. All except Jamie, the youngest PC, who called in sick this morning, which is a no-no. He'll be on night shifts and traffic duty for the rest of the month. She and Jez took it easy yesterday. A glass of wine when she finished work, one small portion of Christmas pud. They can let their hair down on New Year's Eve. Maxine, it's Matt Wyatt from CMP Construction. She knows Matt. It was his company that widened the drive for them when they moved into the village. Hey, Matt, did you have a good Christmas? Not working today, are you? Not me personally. Now she can hear glasses clinking in the background. Boxing Day has always been her favourite. Cold turkey and ham, a cheese board, a glass or two of the port that only comes out once a year. Sometimes she can persuade Jez to rustle up Bubble and Squeak with the leftover sprouts and roasties. She was hoping to be back in time to eat with him tonight, but the tone of Matt's voice suggests maybe she won't. I've had a call from one of my digger drivers working on the landslip at Wood Lane, where the tunnel came down. Oh, yeah? All day yesterday, they were fielding calls from old man Grievel, who ran the spar at the other end of the tunnel, moaning about how he was cut off and how was anyone going to get to the shop. He wasn't even opening on Christmas Day. So, once Maxine had ascertained his heating and water were still okay, she got him off the line with a promise that the diggers would clear the road sometime today. He should count himself lucky the drivers actually turned up. Who wanted to be digging up 20 tons of rubble and mud on Boxing Day? But it sounds like there may be more than rubble and mud. Billy found something. The TV presenter is about to announce who's got through to the dance-off, and there's a hush in the station that makes the rattle of the rain against the window even louder. Though it's just past midday, it's so dark out there it might as well be midnight. I've told them to... Abruptly, the phone cuts out. Across the room, the ballroom fragments into gaudy Tetris blocks, the sound jackhammering like a glitching robot. Then, to groans all round, the screen goes completely black. The rainstorm must be interfering with the signal. At first, she thinks the same thing has happened to the phone. But in the sudden quiet, she's sure she can hear, on the other end of the line, Matt breathing. Is he waiting for an answer? Sorry, Matt. I didn't hear the end of that. The breathing continues. It sounds close to her ear, as if Matt is calling from a confined space. Then the TV comes back on, and with a crackle of the earpiece, Matt's voice continues, apparently seamlessly. Stand down until you come over and take a look. It must have been interference on the line, or perhaps her own breathing. Okay, I'll be there in 20 minutes. She sighs as she puts the phone down. Though no one's called in any missing person, she's got a fairly good idea what the something might be.